T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
On the line, radio.com, sports NFL insider Ross Tucker. Insider calls are brought to you by Indeed. Post a job today at indeed.com/hire. Hey, Ross, what do you remember about your combine?
So I wasn't invited to the combine. I was a bottom-of-the-barrel prospect.
Hold on a second.
Wow.
Now, is that awkward? It wasn't to me, Ross. Was it to you?
No, not at all.
Because I got guys in my ear now say, it's like, it's who I miss about. It's nothing but respect. Yeah.
This is like the third time this happened to me this week. not awkward at all. Because you know what's crazy? I don't remember how many they invited back in 2001, right?
Mm-hmm.
But it's at least like 250. Now they invite 337. And I'm pretty confident I had a longer career than a lot of those other 250, let's put it that way. But I was such a bottom-of-the-barrel prospect that I didn't even dream of being invited to the combine. I was just happy I could go to the Rutgers Pro Day to show what I could do. And Rutgers only had one guy that was even going to get drafted, Mike McMahon, the quarterback. Remember that guy?
Mike
McMahon. I vaguely remember him. Vaguely.
Yeah, I went to the Pro Day. Had a terrible Pro Day, by the way, because I was coming off of a hernia surgery. And somehow my agent got me signed with the Redskins anyway. And I'll never forget, my signing bonus was $0.00. And my roommate for that first mini camp, the weekend after the draft, was a guy from Northern Iowa, like some big corn-fed old lineman from Northern Iowa. And he's looking at his check, his signing bonus check, and he got $5,000. He's like, man, these taxes are awful, aren't they? And I was like, yeah, terrible. Meanwhile, I didn't get a signing bonus. I was like, yeah, taxes, terrible. Meanwhile, he was terrible, and they cut him after the first mini camp. I played 7 years, and like I wanted my agent to get me the $5,000 that they gave the Northern Iowa kid that I should have gotten.
Ross, talk to me about these interviews that these teams have with these possible draftees. We remember Dez Bryant, but if you're Jerry Rice or the likes of Dez Bryant, can you talk your way out of a team drafting you if you're that good?
Well, there's all it's all like levels, right? So they have a grade and an evaluation for everything. Football character, off-the-field character, which, by the way, are two very different things. Right? Like, you could have a guy that off the field, he's up to no good, but when he's in the locker room and when he's on the field, his football character is awesome, right? Like, he is all in, works his butt off, yes, sir, no, sir, cares about the team, all of that stuff. So it's very different than off-the-field character, but they evaluate all of those things, and then you put all of those things together to come up with where you would draft a guy. So they can't talk you out of drafting him, but you can absolutely have you draft him later than they normally would have, right? So, and we've seen it with off-the-field guys, Dez Bryant and Randy Moss, but also other guys you haven't heard about whose off-the-field character is great, but they kind of heard from the coaches or other teammates that his on-the-field character isn't that great. They drop. So there's an evaluation for everything, yes, and it is a factor.
Ross, what do players say about the Wunderlich test? What the hell is the Wunderlich test? What type of questions get asked on the Wonderlic test, because so many teams, it feels like, put stock into. Remember Vince Young got rated low, and a lot of guys get rated low, or some guys, oh, he aced the Wonderlic test. What the hell is the Wonderlic test?
It's like a, I think it's like 12 minutes, and it's like any other kind of IQ test. Someone was telling me this week that I got one of the top 20 scores ever, or something like that. I don't know. There's some article that was out.
Ivy League.
Because I distinctly remember my agent saying, like, you want to do well, but don't do too well. Because I don't think every coach out there is right. looking for an offensive lineman from Princeton that got a perfect on the Wonderlic, right?
Yeah, like, exactly.
There's a certain, what did Bill Parcells say one time? Football's not for the well-adjusted.
wow.
I think it, like a lot of these things, it's sort of just like a baseline, right?
Right.
Like, what matters the most is what they see on the field. But if a guy gets a really bad Wonderlic, they might just be a little bit concerned about what his football aptitude could be. What I would tell you, and I have a lot of examples of it, is that in my experience, FBI, right, football intelligence, is not directly correlated to normal intelligence at all. I mean, I'm sure there's some correlation, but I know guys that went to Ivy League schools that one of the reasons why they got cut is because their football intelligence was low. They really struggled to pick things up from a football perspective. And then also, it's almost like, you guys ever watched the movie? Remember the movie The Program?
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And Alvin Mack, right?
Yep.
He had no idea what he was doing. Like, what are the two cities that were in, the first Caesar War, you know, the first right. Roman War? And he's like, I don't know, Detroit and Buffalo, right? But
right.
then when he's in the meeting room for football, he's like, Eagles superhero too. There's guys that just have different aptitude for different things. And the one point I make a lot to people is because from where I'm from, and where I went to college, you know, when I was in the NFL, there'd always be people that'd be like, come on, Ross, tell me, man, like, how dumb are those guys? And I'm like, they're not. It's a different kind of intelligence, but you really can't be dumb to play in the NFL. Things happen so fast, and it changes everything, right? Like, you're in your stance, and everybody shifts by half a man, and everything changes. And they did that right before the snap, and you have to process all of that spatial awareness and all the information that just happened immediately and make the right block. Otherwise, your quarterback's dead. You can't be dumb. It might be a different type of intelligence, but it is intelligent. Now, that said, a lot of these guys don't know what they're doing with their money. They're not educated in certain areas, but they're not dumb.
Hey, Ross, what do you think about Brady?
Yeah, you know, it's interesting because I saw Jeff Darlington's report today and what he said. And I would just submit to you this. Jeff Darlington is pretty plugged in as it relates to Tom Brady, right? Like, if you remember the last sit-down interview Brady did before the Super Bowl against the Rams, where, you know, Jeff Darlington was the one that did it in his house and said, what's the percentage chance that you'll retire if you win this? He said zero. And I think Brady and Darlington on some level run in some of the same circles.
Mm-hmm.
So I would say Darlington is very plugged in. I would also tell you, though, we're 20 days away from a team being able to sign him. So everything that happens right now doesn't really matter that much.
Right.
You know, the Patriots are still going to have their day in court, so to speak. Robert Kraft is going to have a conversation with Brady before this is all said and done. Robert Kraft can be very persuasive. And you think about it, Josh McDaniels had committed to being the Colts coach. But then before he actually signed the paper, he talked with Mr. Kraft and Belichick. Next thing you know, he changed his mind. Or how about, like, 4 years ago, Devin McCourty? He called Belichick to thank him for everything. He's really appreciated everything that happened with him in New England. Belichick said, hold on a second. doop, doop, doop. Next thing you know, Devin McCourty is not signing elsewhere. He's signing with the Patriots. So it's not over till it's over, and the Patriots are going to hold their cards close to their vest until they have to show them, and we'll see what happens. I've seen it too many times with McDaniels, McCourty, et cetera, that the Patriots realize they don't really have to do anything till March 17th.
Ross, I got to ask you real quick about another quarterback, and it's Derek Carr. If you're his best friend and you hear the GM, Mayock, say, he's our quarterback, but we're always looking to upgrade, what would you tell Derek, and do you think he may be done as a Raider?
Wow, that's a terrific question. I probably wouldn't bring it up. if I were really
there, you go.
I wouldn't bring it up. There's no way around it, other than it's not going to make you feel real good if you're Derek Carr. And I know Mayock went out of his way to say I like him, thought he had a good year, but we're going to always look to get better. It's just not the thing you say when you love your franchise quarterback. And it seems to me, and you guys would maybe know more than me, but it seems to me like Derek's already kind of insecure as it is. You know, he's already kind of, you know.
Extremely. Extremely insecure, Ross.
Yeah, he pays attention. I don't know why you would do that if you're Mayock, because maybe they feel like he plays better when that's the case, or maybe they're going to go after Brady hard and they don't want to be dishonest if they get him and they're like, oh yeah, we did love Derek, but we like Brady. I don't know, but it's not a good thing. I'm surprised they did it. It doesn't make you feel good if you're Derek Carr. I don't think it makes you feel good if you're Jameis Winston, the way Bruce Arians is talking about, yeah, I don't know if we're going to franchise him or not. Depends on who else is available. I mean, it's a different tactic to take with a starting quarterback, that's for sure.
Yeah, Ross, I think Arian says something like, you know, Jameis threw 30 interceptions. He was responsible for 20 of them. I mean, just to be blunt like that, it's like, whoa. But for some reason, I wanted to ask you about Antonio Brown, because this receiver class in the draft is, quote-unquote, one of the best ever. It is so deep. And with Antonio Brown trying to go on his old apology tour, what do you think his prospects of being on a football field next year in the NFL, what does his chances look like?
You know, I'll never say never, but he'd have to go a long time without an incident, and there's no evidence whatsoever that's the case. I mean, just think about everything, all the incidents he's had in the last 12 months, last 13 months, if you go to skipping his team's last game, not showing up all week and skipping the last game. And then I remember a year ago at this time, I wrote an article for The Athletic about how legitimately concerned I was for him because of how erratic his behavior was. Nobody seemed to be that worried about it. And now here we are, where teams that he used to play for are talking about how they're concerned about him. I think almost zero. Almost zero, unless somehow they had faith that the next 6 months he doesn't have a single incident. And then maybe they sign him in August, but I don't envision that being the case.
Ross, thanks as always. Really appreciate it, man.
Absolutely. See you, dudes.
All righty. That was Ross Tucker. He's our Radio.com Sports NFL Insider. Insider calls brought to you by Indeed. Post a job today at Indeed.com/hire, and you can catch Ross every weekday on Home and Home. It's his new show out now on Radio.com and the app. Search Home on the Radio.com or wherever, Radio.com app, or wherever you find your favorite podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.